Welcome to Voatlas. Let us talk about buying a family SUV without completely draining your savings account. A car like this is the kind of purchase where the monthly payment matters a lot less than the total you walk out signing. Most of what you are actually going to pay over the next few years is the depreciation, meaning how fast the car loses value, along with gas, insurance, and routine maintenance. It is not just about the financing. Around $34,000 is the realistic out-the-door number for a mainstream three-row SUV in the United States, give or take, depending on your trim and region. The smartest move you can make is treating this as two completely separate purchases. First, the car itself. Second, how you fund a piece of it. Do not let dealerships blur those lines together for you. When you are looking at the calendar, the end of the model year is when dealers really want last year's units off the lot, so the new plates can land clean. That overlap between the outgoing model and the incoming model is when haggling has the most oxygen. Walk in knowing that, and you have already separated yourself from the average buyer who just wants the keys today and does not care about the math. Now let us talk about how you fund it. If you are using a 0% intro window like the one on the City Simplicity card, remember that it is a hard deadline, not free money. That means 0% interest for a set period. If there is any balance left after 18 months, the standard rate kicks in on the remaining amount. Even worse, it can get charged back to the original purchase date, which makes things expensive really fast. Set your payoff auto pay before you even leave the dealership so the window actually does what you wanted it to do. For the written version of this with all our sources, head over to voatlas.com.